Case. Hey, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, on K-State University. Boy, I wish I could do this whole do-over on this morning. So, but anyways, here, this is Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast, the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports here on a rainy Thursday, January 8th, 2026. If you're the first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast. We'll start with, in chronological order, we're going to take a break from the trade report stuff. Women's basketball coming back from a double-digit deficit last night in Houston. Defeat the Houston Lady Cougars last night, 71-62 there. As Tess Hill continues to stay hot for the K-State Lady Wildcats team there, leading the comeback charge there, down there, after, of course, you know, they're coming to this game, K-State Nation. One and two in the conference, right? And it, I was sort of, not necessarily checking the phone, but I saw the scoreboard up on my phone at work last night. And yeah, I'm like, uh-oh, this is not good. And Houston jumped on K-State in the first half there in that ball game. And it looked like we're in trouble. It looked like we're in trouble right there. But all year long, Natasha Klassen's has been stellar. Continues to be great here as we're getting into this Big 12 conference schedule here. And but Tess Hill continues. She said in a loss over the weekend. Oh, gosh, I can't remember who they play now. But you say, you know, it doesn't matter what the team needs me to do, whether it's score 15 points, no points. I just want to win games there as well. And she became a big part of that last night in the game there. Houston was still leading late. They were still leading late in this ball game, and a couple of turnovers. The KCD locked down. And more importantly, you stay unbeaten against Houston. Houston, Dallas. K-State in its history against Houston. Now 5-0. The starting lineup last night featured Gina Garcia, Brittany Herod, Taryn Sides. Up court, you had Janessa Cotton and Natasha Klassen there. Tess Hill came off the bench last night. We'll check the inside the box score here. K-State rallied from an 11-point deficit last night. They get their second Big 12 win. Now they're even in the conference. Last night, 71-62 last night there. Houston in bid all game long for their first conference win. Ain't going to get it. K-State now, look, they've been teetering, tottering around 500. We've said this over and over on the show. They are now 9-8 overall, 2-2 in conference play. Houston, for much of this ball game, in position. 6-9, 0-4 in the conference. Houston had a big second quarter. Houston was leading by one, 16-15, and then they were leading, and then they outscored K-State, 21-11, and then the K-State third quarter. And it's K-State third quarter time, baby. 19-8. Key this comeback for head coach Jeff Mitty and the Cats there, and K-State ended up outscoring them again in the fourth quarter, 26-17, en route to that victory last night. There as well. Houston last night was led by, let me go to my tab real quick, TK Pitts. 16 points last night for the Lady Cougs. 7-9 from the field, 1-3 from downtown in the ball game. Houston and K-State D holding Houston to under 40% shooting from the field. 36% shooting, 15% shooting from three. Yeah. So there's that. Back to Tess Hill. Coming off the bench, 29. Oh my D. Oh, okay. So 31 minutes last night for Tess. A game high off the bench. 31 points last night. Count it. 31 points last night. You don't get that. You don't get that type of reduction. You might lose this ball game. Wow, incredible. 9-16 from the field. 2-4 from downtown. Let me see here. Natasha Klassen's last night, 14 points. Your only two Lady Cats in double figures last night in 34 minutes of action, 4 of 9 from the field. There with the connection from downtown, and she was 5 of 6 from the free-throw line there as well. And this, despite, you don't get basically nothing from nobody else. This is incredible. Tennessee has been on a heater the last several weeks. Or I should say last several games since conference play started. I didn't really know much about her going other than the fact that she's a leader coming over from a great basketball program in Stanford and 31 off the bench. Yeah, I consider her the sixth lady to come off the bench. Obviously, when you put Taryn Sides in the game for more production, but you got to consider now, okay, I'm Coach Mitty. You need a smart plug. And you can either interchange. Now, this was going back to the, I know I keep going back to this point, all the way back to the beginning of the year, back in 2025, the fall, right? Last fall, right? When I said that, you know, I don't know if, you know, Taryn Sides will still come off the bench with how young this group is, or is she going to be inserted in the starting line? Well, we already know that now. We're what? Almost, what, 17, 18 games into the season, and Taryn Sides has started pretty much all these games. So, you need a spark off this bench, and you're not getting it from Tess Hill. 31 last night. 31 of the, 71 points last night scored by the Lady Wildcats as they rally back in the second half to knock off Houston in Houston. 71-62. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. 40% shooting from the field last night for the Cats. 38% from downtown. Jessica Cotton received a technical last night in this ball game. 9 second chance points. The score was tied 5 times. 34 points in the paint, 9 fast break points, 8 the lead change, not 8 times in this game. Oh my goodness. Points off of turnovers, 19. Bench points, 42 off the bench last night for these Cats. Others involved, Taryn Sides, and this is why, right? Taryn Sides, only 2 points last night in the starting lineup, 1-9. Brittany Hero, 2-5. Gina Garcia, 3-6 in the field. Garcia, 6. Herod 5, Sides 2, Janessa Cotton 2. Oh, you don't get a squat from the starting lineup. So a huge break for this Lady Cats team. Now you get nothing if Tess Hill don't go off last night. Classes has been the more consistent player all year long for this basketball team. And remember, Natasha Claussen is only a junior, so she will be back, assuming. I shouldn't say assuming with the transporter, but hopefully next year. But I don't. That's too far down the road right now. Claussen have been really consistent all year long for this team, so you have that going on there as well. Yeah. So Tess Hill, circling back to her real quick. 81st time in double figures in her career, and only the 28th career game that she scored 20 or more points. And this is only her second 30-point career game in her whole collegiate history between Stanford and K-State. And boy, they needed it. They needed it bad. Because this team was in trouble for most of the game there. And K-State's grit and toughness overcome the slow start. Brittany Herod, career high last night in 4 steals. And she also had 8 rebounds during this game. So she was productive other than not scoring a basketball. You gotta be other ways, right, to make an impact, right? That's an impact right there. Brandon Harrell last night being impact player. Jordan Spieser, 6 more rebounds off the bench there last night in this win. Tess Hill, Jeff Minnie, more on Tess Hill last night, going off against the Houston Cougars last night. Quote, I thought she was phenomenal. I mean, it was each way, too, right? It was a 3 on the right side. It was an ISO play. It was a pull-up jumper. Obviously, it's not easy to step in a gym where people are mad about you shooting. People are mad about it, right? And the little crowd. Oh, a little shot there. A little crowd. Yeah, I remember not saying that. The little crowd that was here was pretty vocal at the point. Houston's angry. She steps up, knocks them down. But you take those free throws away, she just played with a really good pace to her, and she kind of wills her way, and she's able to bully drive enough. But now what she's doing better than she was 2 months ago is she's not throwing up weak stuff. She has more patience than she has a couple of months ago. So yeah, she's played great, and obviously we wouldn't be on the winning side without her tonight, end quote, there as well. Yeah, so, and I'll get to the rest of this in just a minute. Yeah, so Tess Hill, yeah, so this is what we're talking about with the entire team, right? But this is particularly focused on Tess. Tess was not playing well early in the year, and now we're getting in the middle of the year where, all right, now it's time to settle down like I am right now, despite the stupid morning. But, yeah, settle down. It's going to be all right at some point. Get in rhythm, and Tess Hill right now is in rhythm. That is for damn sure right there as well. Again, K-State 71, part of a doubleheader last night in the basketball category. Ladies win, men does not win. They get hammered last night. I'll record that here a little bit later on. I got some quick errands I got to take care of. I'll be back here to record that. Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, postcast winning edition last night. Tess Hill 31 on them Cougs. As they beat Houston last night, 71-62, Coach Me on Garcia and Size. Quote, Gina and Taryn really struggled tonight. Both of them really struggled, and both did not have a good look at all. Taryn was really frustrated and really struggling, and Gina was, in stretches of this game, really struggling. So I think Anaya Foy gave us really good minutes. I ain't say anything about her. Obviously, Tess gave us good minutes. I thought Natasha Nash played inspired all night, and that was a pretty big key. Yeah, so Natasha Claussens, look, again, she's been the more consistent player all year. Again, you don't get that her usual 15 to 20 minutes, or not 15, not minutes, 15 to 20 points, or Brandi Harrell's productivity, you don't win this basketball game. Yeah, Terry's been on a downside this year, and she recently had an NIL deal. I was going to record that yesterday or Monday? I read that on her Insta. Sorry, getting off a little track here a little bit. So, but yeah, I was going to read that, and oh well, but depending on what happens today here a little bit, I'll probably record that. I will record them because that's something that I need to talk about here in the show. It's good. But yeah, but tearing the court, she's been struggling. And thank the good Lord for Tess Hill last night because, so, man. So now next for the Lady Cats now, they'll be back at home over the weekend. They're going to be taking on Utah at 4 on Saturday afternoon. And that game is on ESPN Plus. So if you have ESPN Plus subscription, definitely check that out. If it cannot be in Bramlage this weekend, and the men are on the road still in Arizona at Arizona State. I'll get to them. No, don't worry about that. But yeah, man, big comeback last night. Tess Hill continues her outstanding play here in the middle of the season as she leads the comeback on Houston by the count of 71-62. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily, or have a chance to record K-State content here, folks. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll be back. I cannot wait to be back on somewhat of a normal workday schedule next week as well. But count on them days. Just a couple days left. Just a couple more. Get me out of these hours. Of course, coming up soon, I'll let you know about the panel, the rotation of the panel on this podcast coming soon. Ain't finalized yet. I'll get to round of that here at some point this month. But I can say I will bring Alex back on the show. He will be back on the main feed. We'll get his thoughts on basketball, on the men's basketball team here. So I'm going to try to hopefully schedule that at some point here. It'll probably have to be over the weekend there as well. But yeah, man, we're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever this is the podcast. It's everyday, daily podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Kansas State Wildcats 71, Houston Cougars 62 on the road last night on the women's basketball front there. Tess Hill, Natasha Claussens lead the way there. Gritty, gritty performance in the second half there to overcome a sloppy first half in Houston. Lastly, you get the win, and now you're 500 in conference play, 2-2, and you're 9-8 here in the 2025-26 schedule. Alex Ian out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from a rainy, yet again, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats.